The album had a depressed feeling to it. Nonetheless, it was widely acclaimed and welcomed. On the sessions were Ringo and Klaus Voormann, with a little help from Billy Preston and Phil Spector. John played all guitars and piano. On December 31st, 1970, Paul McCartney starts high court proceedings to end the Beatles' partnership. He issues a writ seeking a declaration that the partnership, the Beatles and Company, formed in April 1967, ought to be dissolved and a receiver be appointed.
For me, I want to get out of the contract. I think the group's finished. We split, and everything that we ever earned or that we were ever in should now be split, I think.
On January 9th, My Sweet Lord by George Harrison is the top single record in America, and his new three-record set reaches the top spot on the album charts. On February 19th, Apple releases a brand new record from Paul and Linda McCartney. There was much questioning about Linda's writing credit. The Evening Standard reports that half the copyright is being claimed by McLenn Music Limited and the other half by a company called McCartney Incorporated. New York session man David Spinoza is featured on electric guitar. The chord changes and melody are again pure McCartney.